Good morning. In Greek mythology, there was a young man named Narcissus. He was a handsome young man, and all the girls wanted to date him. But Narcissus loved being with himself and alone out in the woods. And he broke all their hearts and ran away from them. One day, he saw his reflection in a pool as he bent down to take a drink. And he was amazed at the beauty of his reflection. He just sat there all day looking at himself in the water. And when it got dark, he continued looking at himself in the light of the moon. Narcissus tried hard to embrace his reflection, but every time he did, it would disappear in the ripple that his arms made. He forgot all care about himself for the love of his reflection, and after a while, the grass grew over his legs, and he withered up and fell into the water and died. And in his place grew some yellow and white flowers that bend their head toward their reflection in the water. Some people think that God is consumed with himself and his glory. They think God is a narcissist. They think that he is distant and uncaring, and the only time he cares about us humans is when he can get something out of us. They think God doesn't really care about us. I can understand why people feel this way, because if you read the Bible, there's some things you could misunderstand to take and take that way. That some of the ways he related to humanity. When you see so many people dying, you can wonder, does God really care? And also, in Isaiah, God says, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." This could sound proud and narcissistic. Some people feel this way because God... because of some personal hurt they have in their life, or some misunderstanding of God. So today, I want to inspire you all today by showing you that God is not a narcissist and that he cares about us and us, his people. I have 5 points. Let's first turn to Psalms 81. Number one, a narcissist is really insecure inside. A narcissist needs to control people so that he doesn't feel vulnerable. If God was a narcissist, he would not have given us free will. He would not have put the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden. He wouldn't have given Adam and Eve that choice. But God did. God does not feel threatened by us when we don't choose his ways. He does not try to force us to obey him. Instead, he calls us and calls us to make the right choice and follow him. He really wants to have the relationship with us, but he doesn't force us. He wants us to be near him. Let's read Psalm 81, verse 8 to the end. "Hear, O my people, I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange God be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up to their own hearts' lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and that Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee." God's people didn't want to obey him or follow him, and he let them choose against him. God gives us free will. It's really a big gift to us as humans. And you just see God's heart there in verse 13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. That's what he really wants. He wants his people to follow him. He wants to have a relationship with them. He wants to be their God. But they would not. Number two, let's turn to Psalm 21. A narcissist only cares about himself and what he can get from others. If God was a narcissist, he would not have sent Jesus to die for us. He would have given up a long time ago on us as humans because the sacrifice he had to give for us would have been is much more than what he would have gotten out of us. But in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Also, there we see God sacrificing for us. When Jesus was here, it says, "When he saw the multitude, he had compassion on them, because they fainted." He cared, even though he's so much higher and has so many better things he could be worried about. He cares about us. Psalm 21, verse 1 to 7. "The king shall joy in thy salvation, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. For thou preventest him with the blessing of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gave it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusted in the Lord, and through mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved." I believe this was Hezekiah when God gave him let him live another 15 years, I believe. There's several things throughout there, but verse 7, "And through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved." It's through God's mercy that we can stand. And God doesn't just care about himself. He cares so much for us, and he sacrifices so much for us. Number three, let's turn to Matthew 3. A narcissist does not give full and complete compliments. They will always add on a criticism. It's their way of feeling in control. They might say, "You didn't do too bad, but next time you should." Like, their best compliments are always connected to a criticism. Matthew 3:16-17. "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice out of heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" It's so beautiful. There's no reservations there. God says, "I'm pleased with you, Jesus. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." It's what every son would love to hear from their dad. If God was a narcissist, I think he probably would have said, "Not too bad for the Son of the Highest," or something like that. He wouldn't give that complete blessing because he would feel out of control. It would unnerve him. Or how about the words that we all hope to hear someday? "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord." Once again, there's no reservations there. I believe we are the servants that God will be talking to, and I know I fail a lot, and God could bring up a lot of my failings when I stand before him on that day. But I believe he will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. God doesn't give backhanded compliments. And I know sometimes we do that just for fun, but it should never become our way of life. We need to learn to give full and complete compliments like God. Your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife might be just waiting and wishing to hear you say that you're pleased with them and happy with what they did. Okay, number four, let's turn to Hebrews 13. A narcissist needs people around him to follow him and compliment him. They are also scared of being hurt. If you notice, a narcissist will befriend someone and be loyal to them as long as they give them attention. And then if they notice the friend is losing interest, they'll leave them before their friend can leave them and find someone else. If God was a narcissist, he would have left us humanity a long time ago because we don't give him much attention. For as much as he's done for us, we ignore him so much. I personally fairly easily skip my devotions or my time with God. I can forget. I get busy. I forget to talk with God. He would have left me. Deuteronomy 4:31 says, "For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them." God will not forsake thee. And here in Hebrews 13:5-6, "Let your conversations be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." That's powerful. God's not going to leave us nor forsake us, and we can boldly say he's our helper. Number five, a narcissist is proud. I don't think that God's proud, because pride is having an excessive self-esteem, thinking more of yourself than what you are, and what can be more than infinite? I don't think God could think more of himself than what he is. I believe God is God. He's God. Simple as that. But we do see that he's willing to come down to our level. If he was a narcissist, he would not want to associate with us humanity. It would not boost his appearance to be with us. It says, Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Jesus was willing to humble himself and come be a man and die the worst death. That's humility. Also, in heaven, we don't know exactly what heaven is going to be, but I believe when we get there, our natural response will be to praise God, because that's all we, at his glory, that's what we're going to have to do. That's just going to be our response. But I don't think God's focus will be on himself and his glory, but rather on his children being with him. I think that's amazing. Let's turn to Psalm 62. If God was a narcissist, I believe we should be scared of his attributes. But instead, we can find comfort in him because he will use his power for us. He will not control us. He's not scared of us. So we can now pray. We can pray, Father, if I do not understand the situation, but I know that you know everything, and I will rest in your knowledge. I'm going to choose not to worry, because we know God knows everything. We don't have to worry. You can also say, Father, I feel so helpless. I feel like there's nothing I can do. But I know you have the power to control the situation and make the best of it. And I will try not to control the situation. And I will rest in your infinite power. It's because we know that God cares about us that we can trust in him. We can sing that song, When Peace Like a River, It Is Well With My Soul. We don't have to worry. Okay, Psalm 62. We're going to read the whole chapter. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. All as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They also consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul, wait thou upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is your refuge. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this. That power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. David could not say this if he viewed God as a narcissist. It's amazing. All through the chapter he says, my soul, wait thou upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. God is not a narcissist. He loves us and cares about us, and we can trust in him.